Welcome back to our NLC weekly podcast, where we are encouraged from the word of God that's preached in our services every Sunday morning. Here is this week's message.
Read with me from Genesis chapter 22, verses 7 and 8, two passages today from the Berean Study Bible, Genesis 22, 7 and 8. Let's read together. Then Isaac said to his father, come on, let's read it out loud. Then Isaac said to his father Abraham, my father, here am I, my son. He replied, the fire and the wood are here, said Isaac, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering? Abraham answered, God himself will provide the lamb for the burnt offering, my son. And the two walked on together. Today, I want to minister to you, to the dads, to the fathers. I want to minister to you from this scenario on fathering bravely. Fathering bravely. The scriptures we just read together present a biblical scene that demonstrates such bravery of an earthly father. Speaking, of course, of Abraham in Genesis chapter 22, the text that we just read together. There's no other scene in the Bible that depicts such bravery of an earthly father. I studied this right through. I studied Moses. I studied all of them. And there are some incredible moments in Scripture between father and son, or father and daughter, daughters. But this scene right here of Abraham taking his son to the mountain to slay him, imagine you being told such instruction, given such instruction. There's no other scene in Scripture that reveals the bravery of an earthly father. Why do I use the words earthly father? Because while it's true that Abraham's obedience to offer up Isaac on Mount Moriah is one of the bravest recorded moments in Scripture, it really pales in comparison to the bravery that's demonstrated by our heavenly Father in offering up Christ on Calvary. Whereas God stopped Abraham from sacrificing his son Isaac, God did not spare his own son Jesus. God did not spare him. God stopped Abraham from sacrificing his son Isaac, but God gave it all when he sent Jesus to die on the cross. So God, our Father, holds the record for bravery. Come on, I believe God, our Father, holds the record for bravery. He promises, and this is best of all, he promises to be with us earthly fathers in the things that we face as we raise our families. So since all of us are still here on earth today, I believe we all are, right? I want to take a few moments and I want to consider Abraham's bravery as a father. And I want to take each letter of the word brave, B-R-A-V-E, I want to make an acrostic to help us fathers or fathers-to-be, single dads, grandfathers, great-grandfathers. We have any great-grandfathers here? Any great? What about great-great-grand? Well, if we don't have great, we don't have great-great, right? And I'm just believing God that God's going to impart to us today and help us to stand brave in such an hour, we desperately need brave fathers. Verse 7, then Isaac said to his father, he said to his father Abraham, my father. And Abraham said, here I am, my son. Here I am. Here's the first word for the letter B. And the word is be. Just be. There's no greater, in my estimation, there's no greater honor than to be a dad. Now let's look at Abraham's example. From Beersheba to Mount Moriah, it was a distance of 50 miles or 80 kilometers. 80 agonizing kilometers. It was a three-day journey. From when God spoke to Abraham, take your son, your only son, one translation says your darling son, and take him and offer him up on a mount that I will show you. And it took 3 days from Beersheba to Mount Moriah, every step a struggle for this father. Every moment, his heart is being ripped apart. This is his darling son. This is the son of promise. And though Abraham was under intense pressure, he did not run. He did not abandon his son. He was present. And that's what I want to impart. Be present. Here am I, my son. Dad, I see fire, I see wood. Where is the sacrifice? Dad, what's going on? Here I am. Son, be present. You may not have all the answers at the moment, but just your presence, just being there, dads. As soon as Isaac called, Abraham said, here am I, my son. The word here in Scripture is used to express strong feelings of hope. The word here is used to express strong feelings of hope, of expectation, of certainty, of involvement. Let me repeat that. The word here am I, my son. The word here in Scripture expresses strong feelings. In fact, this is a very emotional, when you study this word here, especially as it appears in Genesis 22, here am I. It's a very emotional, intense emotions, demonstrating strong feelings of hope, of hope. That's what your children need, hope. Be present. Feelings of hope, feelings of expectation, of certainty. Involvement. So be present. Be hopeful. Be steady. Be involved. Be resolved. This is what we learned from one of the most difficult challenges any father ever had in Scripture. This one is right up there. As I began to study through the Scriptures and began to look at various fathers in Scripture who went through challenges and difficulties, Abraham's is right at the top of the list. In 3 days' journey, making his way to Mount Moriah to sacrifice his son. The word be stands for be. Be present, be hopeful, be steady, be involved. Be involved with your children. Be resolved. I know in whom I have believed that he is able to keep that which I've committed unto him. I know that every promise he has spoken, it will be fulfilled. Children, we don't see it right now. We don't understand what's going on, but I have resolved. I have determined. I have already settled it in my heart. And that's what brings stability. That's what brings such incredible strength into your home, into your family, to your wife, to your children. You're resolved. You're not moved. Now, sometimes you may have to get on your own and work it out. Work it out, right? Dads, sometimes just showing up in the midst of confusion and struggle is one of the bravest things you can do for your family. Just showing up. And they're all looking to you. Their eyes are on you. And you may not have all the answers at this point, but just your presence, just you showing up. Abraham did not abandon his son Isaac in this most difficult challenge that he faced as a father. He was right with him. Just your presence provides hope. Just your presence provides certainty. When they see, your family sees that you are there, body, soul, and spirit, you're there. It just does something in the home. And it just keeps everybody happy. It keeps mama happy. And when mama's happy, everybody's happy. Where are my dads this morning? Are you here, guys? You're receiving this? Someone once said the most memorable gift a dad gives is his attention. The most memorable gift a dad gives is his attention. Be means be. And then R. Be R. R is for respond. Respond. The greatest test in the life of Abraham came after he received the promised seed. And after waiting 25 years, following a long, long wait, that's when the test came. The test came after he received the promised child or seed. The test was very real. He was to give Isaac back to God. And for it to be a real test, it had to defy logic. And it had to be something Abraham wanted to resist for it to be a real test. Everything, no doubt, inside of him when he received this instruction and this command from God, everything within him, no doubt, was like, I'm resisting this. God, you've promised through this son. This is the one that you've promised. God had already told Abraham to send Ishmael away. And now he told him to sacrifice Isaac. Abraham had willingly sent Ishmael away. However, Abraham would not want to kill Isaac. But listen how the chapter starts in Genesis 22, verse 1. Sometime later, God tested Abraham and said to him, Abraham, here I am, he answered. Before saying, here I am to Isaac, Abraham had already said, here I am to God. Before standing and responding to his son, he responded to God. And he said, here I am. Dads, when your family sees you respond to God, first and foremost, they will follow you. as did Isaac with his father. When your family sees you, first and foremost, responding to God, God dealing with me as dad, God dealing with me as father, as Pastor Nelson encouraged us earlier, abiding in his presence. When my family sees me responding in worship, responding in praise, responding to the word of the Lord. When my family sees me digging and sees me grasping and sees me enthralled with the word of God, they will follow me. They will walk with me. They put their confidence in the God that I'm submitted to, the God that I serve. And therefore, I create for them a safe place. This is incredible. Response is the root word for responsibility. Let's look at the word responsibility. Look at this. Responsibility. Responsibility. The ability to choose your response. Look at that. The ability to choose your response. Fathering bravely is a result of recognizing that responsibility. That I have, as a dad, as a father, I have a choice. And I'm going to be responsible. I have the ability to choose wisely. I have an ability to choose my response. And fathering bravely is a result of that recognition, making a conscious choice based on values rather than feelings. I make a conscious choice to respond based on my values, not on my feelings. And this is what procures and provides stability in my home. When my family sees dad making wise choices, when the family sees dad making right choices, when the family sees dad taking his responsibility seriously, it brings into that home, it brings into that home such peace and such security. Next, verse 7, the fire and the wood are here, said Isaac, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering? Abraham answered, God himself will provide the lamb for the burnt offering, my son. A is for authenticity. B is for be. R is for response, to respond. And then A is for authenticity. The word authentic, it means real. Be real, dads. Authenticity or authentic means representing one's true nature or beliefs. It's true to oneself. Authentic, genuine, real, true to oneself, true to nature, true to one's nature and one's beliefs. You see, at this point, all that Abraham knew was that A, God planned the future around Isaac, and B, God wanted him to sacrifice Isaac. At this point, that's all that Abraham knew. A, God planned the future around Isaac. B, God wanted him to sacrifice Isaac, and though he could not reconcile the two, he would obey anyway. That is faith. And when Isaac asked, where is the lamb? Abraham remained true to his belief. Abraham stayed true to his faith, to his belief. He stayed true to himself. He didn't try to give some impressive answer or some fluff He stayed true to his faith. He stayed true to what he believed, that God would provide a lamb. So when Abraham, or when Isaac asked, "Where is the lamb?" Abraham stayed locked in to what he believed, even though in the natural he couldn't see anything. He stayed in that place of authenticity, not trying to fake it. Hebrews 11, verse 19, the first part of that verse says, Abraham believed that God could bring Isaac back from the dead. Abraham believed that God could bring Isaac back from the dead. Fathering bravely is founded upon authenticity. Bravery in fatherhood is founded, is grounded upon authenticity. Authentic fatherhood is about showing up exactly as you are, with your flaws and your wisdom, everything. Authentic fatherhood is just showing up and not trying to be someone you're not, but just who you are. And we all have flaws, right? But our family needs us. They need even the flawed version of us. It does something in the family when the family sees that dad is not perfect, but dad is working on it. Dad is staying real. Dad's hanging in there. Dad's not trying to pull something on us as a family. Dad's holding the course. Dad is staying the course. Are you getting anything out of this? Is this doing anything for you? That's authentic fatherhood. Authenticity is the quiet courage to be a real, present human being. That's authenticity. It's quiet courage. It's not flamboyant. It's not loud. It's a quiet courage to be real, a real, present human being, realizing that fathering is not something perfect men do, but something that perfects the man. I love that. Fathering is not something perfect men do. None of us here today, guys, none of us are perfect. But as we continue to keep it real, open our hearts to our spouse. Or if you don't have a spouse, you're single mom or single dad, you're opening your heart to God. You're real. So, verse 8, I love this. And the two of them walked on together. Ben, that's my favorite part of the verse. And the two of them walked on together. Flaws, not assured of what's coming down. 3 days, every step is agonizing over what's going on. But the two walked on together. Together. I love that scene. Father and son walking on together. The word walked metaphorically speaks of the pathways of one's life. The scripture, this word walked, it means, metaphorically speaking, of the pathways of one's life, to focus on walking in the ways of the Lord. To focus, to give your attention, to look. And that brings us to V, which is vision. Vision. In the midst of all the agony and inward struggle, Abraham kept walking. Come on, man of God, keep walking. Keep your pace. Keep walking. Keep moving. In the midst of all the inward struggle, Abraham kept walking, not knowing how this is going to. I believe, God, you're in control. You'll even raise my son from the dead if I'm required to go through with this. I believe that you will do it. And I'm sure as Abraham was walking, he had that vision before him day after day for that journey of 80 kilometers. He kept that vision in front of him. He saw himself thrusting that dagger into the heart of his chest of his son, but he also had the vision before him that, God, you're able to raise my son from the dead. You realize there was no resurrection recorded up to Genesis 22. There was no resurrection ever mentioned before Genesis 22. But listen, Abraham had the faith that God could raise Isaac. He held to that vision. Oh, come on, somebody. That pathway which God required him to walk. And that was a tough pathway, but he stayed focused. He stayed focused. Hallelujah. Hebrews 11, verse 10 from the Amplified Bible. And this was the theme scripture for our Creative Arts Conference. And one we heard ministered last week by Rebecca. Was that a message or what last week? Amazing, girl. If you weren't here, you need to jump online and listen. Hebrews 11, verse 10. For he was waiting expectantly and confidently, looking forward to the city which has fixed and firm foundations, whose architect and builder is God. Can we celebrate this man of faith today? This amazing father, knowing that it was only through Isaac that God could fulfill the promises he made earlier, and the realness of the emotional loss of his only son, born to Abraham so late in life, yet Abraham and Isaac walked on together. In the midst of all of that turmoil and struggle, he stayed close to his son and he walked on together with him. Fathering bravely is to serve as the anchor of your home. Fathering bravely is to serve as the anchor of your home, to be the visionary for your family. Regardless of the challenges, the attacks, and the struggles that you face in life, you bravely continue to establish a legacy of values, a legacy of purpose with long obedience in one direction. And finally, in verse 9, the first part of verse 9, when they arrived at the place God had designated, Abraham built the altar there. Abraham, not Isaac. Now, Isaac no doubt carried the wood, but Abraham built the altar. It goes on to say, Abraham arranged the wood. Then it goes on to say, Abraham bound his son. Abraham placed his son on the altar. Abraham took the knife. The letter E is for example. Example. By what Abraham did, by the actions that he took, he is famously known, not only as the sacrificing father of Isaac and Ishmael, but he's also known as the father of nations. Come on. The father of nations. Now, fathers, listen to me as I finish. One of the bravest things we can do is lead by example in our everyday lives. Each and every day, one of the bravest things we can do is lead by example. No doubt, the way Abraham was dealing with things in his own heart, it could have been so easy to say to Isaac, I'm going to go over here. We've journeyed for 3 days. I'm an old man. I'm going to go over here and rest for a while. Son, I need you to build this altar. I need you to get everything ready. But Abraham, he set the example. An old man gathering and building the altar, setting the example right through. A father's daily actions, integrity, and behavior leave a lasting imprint on his children. A father's daily actions and integrity and behavior leave a lasting imprint on his children. They're always watching. Oh my gosh. Do you realize kids are always watching? The moment you think they're not watching, bam. You're going in 11 o'clock at night, 12 o'clock at night. You're going to go raid the refrigerator. You're going to go open that refrigerator. And you have something put back there that was just for you. I'm talking from experience now. And all the kids are asleep, you think, and you go in and you grab that thing, and what happens? Daddy, some for me, please. What you doing? And you freeze in midair, right? Kids are always watching, and they make your conduct far more influential than your words. Than your words. And let's not forget, kids will end up copying you. In everyday life and our actions, kids will end up copying you. Come on, let's give Jesus praise today and a hand clap today. For all of our dads, we celebrate you. Remember that God has got you today. God is for you. God is using you in a powerful way to raise the next generation. We celebrate you today and thank you for your bravery. Come on, let's go through brave. B is for B. R is for response. A is for authenticity. V is for vision. And E is for Father, I thank you today as we bless our dads, our fathers, every single dad, every father to be, every grandfather. I thank you today that your presence, as we heard from Pastor Nelson, your presence is what is so required as we go forth, that we live in your presence and that we go forth, Lord, living by your word, keeping our hearts and our focus upon you in these tumultuous times, oh God, in these difficult hours, Lord, that as we stand in our journey, as we walk through our journey that you've given us, this pathway that you've given us to walk, Lord, we will do so in faith. We've learned lessons today, God. Let us move forward. Be the Father that you've called us to be. We look to you, oh God, that we might be present, be hopeful. Oh God, that we might be certain, that we might be in our homes and with our families what you've designed us to be. Lord, I think of Mark chapter 3 and verse 14 that says, Jesus appointed 12 and designated them as apostles that he might be with them. That he might be with them and that he might send them out to the world. First, it's the being before the sending. God, let us be. Let us be the men of God that you've called us to be. I bless every family here today, and I thank you and praise you for every godly man, godly wife, every godly single mom, single dads. Thank you, Father, for your goodness and your blessings upon the homes and families of this church, in Jesus' name. Amen. Happy Father's Day, guys. Come on, celebrate one more time. Everybody have an amazing day. Dads, go and be celebrated by your family today. Go and enjoy an amazing day. Moms, look after him well. Kids, look after them well. God bless you.
Thank you for listening. If you're looking for a church community to be a part of, or would like to learn more about following Jesus, we would love to hear from you. You can find us at NLC Official on social media or WhatsApp on 0720-652-652. Join us next week for another message. Until then, God bless you.